Day 57 of hashtag 365. Hiya!
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag.
I've been talking about how the Alex Baker Show podcast is coming back very soon, and it is, depending on when you're listening to this, it might actually already be back. We might have been doing it for years. One of the things we used to talk about on the Alex Baker Show many, many years ago was I kind of created a religion on the show called Bakeology. And the central sort of tenet of Bakeology was the idea of personal responsibility, the notion of personal responsibility. The fact that it is you and only you that is responsible for your actions. And when I first started talking about this on the show all those years ago, it's quite controversial. Lots of people kind of kicked off about it because they were annoyed with the fact that I was spreading this message, because they were like, you know, it's not fair, it doesn't take into consideration people's circumstances and the curveballs that life can throw. And the thing is, you misunderstand, if that's what you're thinking instinctively right now, misunderstand what I mean. I don't mean that life isn't fair. I don't mean that life doesn't throw things at you that you couldn't see coming, or that people are born into extraordinary privilege and some people aren't. I accept all that. But at the very core of my belief system is the idea that you are responsible for what you do, regardless of your circumstances. Your next action is your own. This is something that's like been a part of my belief system for my whole life, for as long as I can remember. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast in the first place, because whatever my situation is with food, whatever's brought me to this situation, this you know, kind of point in time where I'm overweight and need to do something about it, whatever extenuating circumstances they may be, it's up to me what goes into my mouth. You know what I mean? Now, I always try to make my actions intentional rather than sort of spontaneous. It's about action rather than reaction. Do you know what I mean? And when it comes to food, no one's forcing me to eat anything. No one's making me make bad choices. Yes, I can agree to go out for a meal where there's going to be lots of drinks. Yes, I can agree to go like to a barbecue or something, knowing there's going to be lots of food there. Yes, I might feel like, therefore, it's out of my control. When my wife offers me some sweets at night or says, oh, should we get a takeaway? I might feel like it's not my fault, that I'm a slave to my environment. But the reality is, it's up to me. And do you know what? Some people find that really intimidating. Some people find that the idea that it's all in their control is too much. You know, they'd rather feel like it was in someone else's hands. But for me, I find it really empowering. I find the idea of being really intentional rather than really reactive really empowering. And to me as well, that comes back to that thing we've talked about before. It's about being mindful of what's going on. And again, comes back to why I'm doing this podcast. So that when someone offers me that food, when I'm out, at least somewhere in my brain, I'm able to kind of try and process the situation and own the situation and take the appropriate action, rather than just letting my mind run off, let my chimp carry me away into a world of gorging myself on delicious mozzarella sticks and other such things. But I do find it incredibly empowering. And I think more people need to take on that notion of personal responsibility. And I'm going to be doing so. And I'm super stoked about the week ahead. I'm amazed that the weight came off yesterday. And I'm really excited about this week. The other thing I'm going to be doing, which I'm going to talk about tomorrow, actually, is midweek weigh-ins. I don't know whether I'm actually going to do a whole weigh-in like here on the podcast, or whether it's just something I'm going to do in the background. But I think it's becoming more and more important to make sure that I'm staying on track throughout the week, not just waiting for the results at the end of the week. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But yeah, today, think about that. The notion of personal responsibility.